peace talks between Sudanese Sovereign Council and opposition groups opens in Juba this morning. Presidential Press Secretary is online with us and he'll be taking us through.
Yes, Aten, good morning and good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Yes, good morning, Sabit William, and good morning to the listeners of Miraya FM.
Yes. Tell us about these peace talks today between the Sudanese Sovereign Council and the opposition groups. It opens today. The details, please.
Yes, the official launch or the official grazing of Sudanese peace talks in Juba will kick on today. And it will be attended by presidents from the regions that were invited by His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit. Confirmed are the Sudanese Sovereign Council leader, Abdel-Fattah Burhan.
Mm-hmm.
And confirmed are Ethiopian Prime Minister. And confirmed are the President of Somalia. Up to yesterday, they were likely that President Uhuru Kenyatta and President Museveni would be attending. We wait to see. Plus the four Sudanese political groups that included the Sudanese Revolutionary Front led by Dr. Al-Hadi and Sudan People Liberation Movement North led by Comrade Abdelaziz Al-Hilu, Adam Al-Hilu, and the faction of Abdel Wahid Mohamed Noor plus the Sudanese government delegation are all going to be in Juba. And the occasion will be witnessed and graced by His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit, the President of the Republic of South Sudan.
Yes, and President Salva Kiir will be mediating these particular talks. What does this mean for South Sudan?
What it means for South Sudan means that Sudanese peace agreement means South Sudanese peace agreement because the two countries are intertwined. Their peace is bound together. Considering that, you know, Sudan and South Sudan has been bound by history and marshaled respect between the two countries, whatever happens and affects the people of one country will affect the other. That means President Salva Kiir's vision is to make the two Sudan to arrive at comprehensive peace agreement so that no counter insurgency strategies that is being placed
yes.
by one country sponsoring or supporting the rebel of the other country. So that is when it comes to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Then our two countries will forever live in peace and harmony, and then from there, the Sudanese people, you know, in two different countries, would then embark on the process of the process of development, which is what our people are yearning for.
Yes, Mr.
So we are lacking behind.
Great. Mr. Aten, there's a popular saying that first remove the lock on your eyes so you can clearly see the lock at your brother's eyes. South Sudan is struggling right now. President Kiir still has not made complete peace with his warring other opposition groups or other opposition groups, and they are implementing the peace agreement still in the process, of course. Now, with South Sudan house still not in order, how do we even start to try to put somebody's house in order? They said, first put your house in order before you put other people's house in order. Don't you? What will you say about people who reason that way?
First of all, in the eyes of any reasonable person, arriving at making Sudanese to meet in Juba complement the final implementation of peace agreement or resolution of conflict, which is revitalized one. Because Khartoum had the Sudanese peace in its hand. Even with the overthrow of al-Bashir, the new government in Khartoum has conceptualized and have taken over to follow up the peace agreement, because the peace was not about Bashir. The peace was about the people of Sudan and the people of South Sudan. And therefore, the incumbent government has taken over what Bashir has already sought. And by doing so, if we make Sudanese revolutionary front or the Sudanese opposition to arrive or have a some kind of rapprochement with the Sudanese government, that one will complement our peace, because the Khartoum will do the same. And by Khartoum doing the same, we then be having a prosperity that is shared between our borders, instead of one country prospering on the expense of the other.
And how long are these presidents going to be in the country? Will they go back today, or they are just here for the opening?
Most of them will attend the opening, and afterwards they will go back to their country.
Mm-hmm.
And some may spend a night in Juba, depending on their arrangement.
Will they have a sideline meeting with President Salva Kiir about the South Sudanese peace talks or the implementation process?
Of course, even before before they go to Freedom Hall, the venue for the Sudanese peace talk, each of the head of state that would be arriving would be meeting the president of the Republic of South Sudan before proceeding to the venue.
Yes, and
they will be discussing.
Yes, we had some reports that today there will be no work in some government offices. In government offices. Is that confirmed news?
No, there's no. I don't think the public service has issued any circular in regards to whether there will be work or not. But some will not be able to get to work because of the inconvenience of the tight security arrangement on the street, because of the dignitaries, the protection of the dignitaries. That would be a technical thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's not an intentional process of making people not to go to their work. This is a working day.
Yes, and those in Juba, what roads should they avoid for security reasons?
Well, the road to the airport, particularly the road to and for airport, because we have now only one road to the airport,
mm-hmm.
because the roads to airport through Crown Hotel has been closed for months now, because it has broken. So the main only one road. So that one road should be avoided if there is any necessity of going to that side, and leave it for the security operators to accord protection to the VIPs that are arriving to the country. Also, the other roads, which is passing through year one to the ministries, should also be avoided unless necessitated by the type of a job that someone is actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
These are not to be avoided for any danger, but because of the inconvenience that the security process would actually, be spelling on. And also the road to Freedom Hall is also going to be very congested. And if there's no any necessity of anybody trying to roam there, then I think it should be avoided. And the inconvenience will be avoided.
All right, Atenueg, thank you so much for talking to us. We really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much, William.